start with agenda item number one. John, you have the floor.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is our quarterly report on the Wells, on the activity and the plan from, prepared by Wells Fargo. I'd like to introduce Barry Gunnels. This is the first time y'all have had the opportunity to meet Barry. Barry is the new representative we have at Wells Fargo. They did some reorganization, and now Barry is our account representative, and he operates out of Round Rock.
Correct.
So Barry's up here, so we appreciate you being here. In looking at the, you can see, and I'll just take a couple minutes, you all had this material. The top part of it, as you know, we're just a defined benefit plan only now. The defined contribution this last year was all the funds were actually distributed, and you'll see that in the activity down there. That happened in this last plan year. We just ended our plan year. Again, reminding everyone, ended on February the 28th, 2013. So our plan year ends on February 20th. You see the top half, we currently, as of the end of the plan year, are paying 105 retirees and or beneficiaries on a monthly basis. And you can see the breakdown there that Wells Fargo cuts those checks every month. And then the total participants, including those 105, 356 people, and that includes, of course, active employees who have a vested retirement benefit, as well as people who have terminated from the authority but are not receiving benefits yet but have a vested benefit to receive sometime in the future. So that's what that approximately 250 other people are, and it's roughly broken down half and half, give or take a few folks, but it's roughly half and half are still active with the authority and the other half have left. And so anyway, that's the numbers that this plan serves. Then as you look at the activity, the dollars will, and Barry prepared this, and it's a very good summary showing us the entire year by quarter of the activity. You can see that we began the year back in March of 2012 with about $22.6 million, and we ended the year with about $20,300,000 roughly, a reduction of $2.4 million overall for the whole year. And that really came, you'll see that the major reduction really came in the distribution we made in the August 12th, in the second column. If you'll see, look down there in the benefit payments right in the middle where it's got those red numbers going across. Those are the normal monthly benefit payments. You can see about $400,000 each month. But in that August column, that's where we had approximately $2.8 million where we distributed the defined contribution accounts out to everybody in that particular period. And so that's what that is. So that was obviously a one-time aberration in the numbers there, but you can see that. Of course, that had a lot to do with why the plan overall went down for the year. But you can look up there in the other receipts, looking across, we make our contribution in September of each year. $655,000 was what was made back in September 2012. You'll hear today from Doug Anderson about the required contribution for this coming September, for this next plan year. And then the dividend interest income that got credited to the account from our various investments during the year. There was a small settlement on a class action deal, totaling $400 of the settlement that we got. And then the realized gains and losses and unrealized gains or losses that were that occurred during the year. You can see we have overall a pretty significant realized gain, but then offset by some unrealized losses, of course, really primarily in the first half of the plan year. Fund rebate revenue, that's the monies we get back from the some of the funds that goes into the plan. And you'll see actually down there at the bottom, while I'm mentioning that, you see down at the almost second to the last line, that money was taken back out by Wells Fargo, but we now have an agreement where we're going to get some of that money back. It's going to come back to us. Not all of it, but nearly all of it is going to come back to us. And you'll see that in the next quarter. I mean, yeah, when we get the next quarterly report, you'll, I think, see the impact of that. It had not happened as of the end of February. So the benefit payments I've already referred to there in the middle as to the, those are the quarterly checks as well as the DC contribution. And then the direct expenses, and I know there's been questions about how much have we pay in fee and expenses and fees and stuff on the plan, and I think that breaks it down fairly well. BlackRock, who we had in the first half of the year, who we no longer, you know, changed our funds and everything and closed out the BlackRock account. Obviously, there's no fees in the second half of the year, but you can see their fees, their quarterly fees. Gallagher Benefit Services, again, Doug Anderson's group, the actuaries, where you see the fees we paid. The majority of that is there's a $9,000 fee that we pay each year for the primary actuarial report, which you all will get today. And then there were some additional fees there associated because the committee changed some of the assumptions, the interest rate assumptions and some things, so we had to rerun some of that, so it was a little bit of an additional fee associated with that. And then the smaller fees that you see there, $400, $600, are where Doug's group does. When we have individual retirees, we have to do a calculation of each of the retirement benefit for each one and prepares a statement for them. So that's $200 a piece when we have a retiree, so that's what those smaller fees are. The Bogdan Group with Richard Holbein down there, this is his fee that had for the year. And then Padgett Stradaman is our accounting firm out of Austin that also does the entire auditing of our normal books of the entire VRA, but also audits the retirement plan. That's their fee for auditing the retirement plan. And then Wells Fargo, our trustee, who of course Barry's here representing. And they had higher fees in the early part because we had a defined contribution plan. When we had that, there were significantly higher fees associated with the record keeping and stuff associated with that. They also had a one-time sort of peak when we did all those distributions. We paid some additional fees in that August quarter when we did the distributions. And now you can see the fees have gone down. And actually, they're going to continue to go down even a little bit further going in the future. But they're going to be somewhere around $1,500 to $2,000 a month. So about $5,000 to $6,000 a year is the fees on roughly on an ongoing basis. So we're sort of at that point now on the Wells Fargo side. And most of that's an asset-based fee. It's just a fee based on the asset value of the plan and stuff, a certain number of basis points. So anyway, that's it. And I've already talked about the rebate. So anyway, that's sort of the summary of the activity for this last 12-month period and stuff. Be happy to have any questions.
The rebate, fund rebate, that is a direct payment by the fund companies to the plan.
Yes. Correct.
So, and many of them pay that, I know. But
yeah, there's currently two funds that are going to be continuing with the rebates. That's the Harbor International and MetWest.
Okay.
We'll get the benefit.
This does not include any fund fees, though, these expenses here.
That's right. The fund fees are embedded there. If you will, they're embedded in the return stuff. That's right. They're not broken out.
Return, but do we have somewhere where we can delineate out how many basis points we're paying for each thing without us having to go in and look them all up?
I've looked all of those up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll provide that each quarter. We'll do so y'all can see what that is. I don't think you've seen it. I mean, in other words, it's just been embedded in the return.
Well, we didn't miss something.
I don't think you've seen it. We can gross out.
Those numbers up there are net of fees.
That's exactly right. They're net of fees. So you're not really seeing what the fee impact is. You're right. But we can provide that. And since let me just say one last thing. Richard's going to talk about this in a minute when he does his report, when we get to the third item, but he's done some, on trustee services, Richard's done some analysis and contacted the trustees just as sort of a test of our the services we provide and sort of market testing the fees and stuff, and he'll have a report on that in a minute as to how Wells Fargo fits into that.
The Wells Fargo fee is $44,000 for the year.
Correct.
Does that include anybody else other than Wells Fargo?
No, sir. That would be our fee.
And that's only going to be about $20,000 a year going forward. It's going to be half that much because first half of the year we had the DC plan and all that. Yep, so that's gone away. So
what's the fee? What is the fee for your service?
Right, it's 10 basis points is the asset fee that John was referring to.
Okay.
And then we have some transactional type fees, but those will be a lot less just because the structure that we're going to mutual funds instead of having the BlackRock folks involved. So
they charge $2 a check for our retiree checks each month. So it's about $200 a month for those. And then the main thing is in the transactional. I mean, it's in the
asset
transaction.
Got it, and it's 10 basis points.
Correct. Currently.
Yeah.
Okay, but we've got, we'll talk about it a little bit, because I think we've got something even better than that, so. Anyway, any questions about the activity?
Thank you.
Any comments or changes that you'd recommend? Have you now had a chance to look at this?
Well, I think a lot of, we have made some structural changes as far as the way we used to have individual accounts for every mutual fund, if you will. So we've been gone through a process where we've consolidated all the sub-accounts into one account. I think that is beneficial for a couple of reasons. Obviously, we're able to have less expense on our side, so we're able to kind of pass on some of those savings on to you. And as far as from an ongoing investment, it's going to be a lot more efficient as far as rebalancing the account and as far as you guys being able to monitor what the allocation is between the funds and stuff.
Okay. There's no other discussion on agenda item number one.